folks around them, see, they were more interested than the display. That means they were already reading the Bible. They were looking the Bible, but when the portrait came, the real thing, the face of God entered into humankind. When that happened, they wasn't ready for it. Y'all ain't listen to me. Same thing. You got to be careful, because if you're not careful, you can be caught up in worshiping a display. And listen to me, trying to impress God, not you, trying to impress God, but I'm here to tell you that we have the real thing. Why would I settle for a display? Why would I settle for something that I put up for 2 weeks and then pack up for the rest of the year? When I got the real thing, that I got the portrait of the living God. I believe they said they call his name Emmanuel, which means God with us. Didn't say God around us. Didn't mean God might show up, but God with us. So John wanted to be clear about something. And I'll leave you alone in a minute, but John wanted to, he wrote this, the Apostle John wrote this, and he says, and I'm not going to go through all of it because you know all about it, but he said, wait a minute, there was somebody who was the creator, and he was with God. Are you with me? He was God, and he made everything. And then it said, in him was life, and watch this here. The life was the light of men, and the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. Y'all with me? But then watch it now. John, there was a man sent from God whose name was John. That's John the Baptist. Now watch. The same, talk about John, came for a witness to bear witness of the light. Come on. The same John, he came for a witness to bear witness of the light. Y'all ain't hear me. See, don't wait a minute. Don't let me have some display Christians in this. I need some portrait Christian. You know, wait a minute, because I need somebody that has spiritual photographic personality. Y'all know what I mean by that? I mean, I'm talking about personally, something that you know is real. There's an actuality to it that, you know what I'm saying? This is not something where you feel good one Sunday and then you forget about them the next Sunday. Amen. You need to be prompt, perked, and pushed to come to the house of God. But I want you to know, he walks with me. He talks with me. He tells me I'm his own. And the Bible says that John, he came for a witness. Why? To bear witness of the light. You with me here? Because see, the light was coming. It was spoken of. I got light from Isaiah. Isaiah 7:14 told that he shall be born of a virgin. I got light. Are you with me now? It talked about, and unto us a child is born. Unto us a son is given. The government is going to be upon his shoulder. His name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, Everlasting Father, and Prince of Peace. Got light. Light was coming. Now light could be not only the word of God, because the word of God is light. But John didn't just have the word. John, he was not that light. There had to be a digression between John and the light he was talking about. John the apostle was going to say later on that John the Baptist, we had that light only for a season. John only had a job till he finished his work. But with the light he talked about was not like John. He was the everlasting light. Y'all ain't hear me. See, he was sent to bear witness. See, what he means is when John preached, he gave you a portrait of the one who was to come. Came for a witness. He came for a witness. And then, wait a minute, and listen, you and I ought to be in the fraternity of this with John. What do you mean by that? I mean, all of us who know him should have come for a witness. That means to bear record. To speak of accurately of what you've seen, heard, and what you know. You shouldn't leave anyone off. You ought to tell what you've seen. You ought to tell somebody what you heard. And sure enough, let somebody know what you know. If you're a witness, be a witness for the Lord. Take some time off from being a witness for the world. Talk about that light. Did you come to sanctuary today? Did you come to worship today to bear witness? Y'all ain't see me now. I'm not just talking about evangelism out there. Wait a minute. If you say we don't need to evangelize one another, we need to encourage one another. We need to edify one another. We need to lift up one another. We don't need to evangelize. We need to talk to people out there about Jesus. The other kind of witness has, when we come to God's house, this is a witness we should have, that the Lord's been good. Somebody said, how do you know I can bear witness? I was down and he picked me up. Nobody wanted to have anything to do with me, but he brought me in. I can witness that the Lord has been on my side. You ought to have a testimony when you get to God's house. You shouldn't be a testimony robber. No, you should have your own testimony. Amen. And wait a minute. And your testimony should morph every year. That means you don't just say the same thing, but build on it. Amen. He did something for you when you first got saved. But God didn't take a vacation. But he's been good all the time. John, he came, wait a minute, to bear witness of the light. Why? That all men through him might believe. That means John was only a conduit. That's right. Amen. God, John was given a calling. He was given a word. And John went to speak about somebody who was to come. Are y'all following me here? He was the true light, which light of every man that cometh into the world. Now here's the irony. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. I tried to allude to that a couple of times before. Amen. He made us. He made this world. And watch it here. He made us and this world. Then on top of that, he came into this world. And it's the same folks who breathe his air, who eat his food. You wouldn't have a slice of bread if he didn't let the wheat grow. Ain't that right? If he upholds all things by the word of his power. I know you got asteroids and meteors, all kinds of things going on. They flying up into space, trying to beat the next one to Mars and all Pluto and all that business. But he's already been there. If he didn't hold it together, they would crash into one another. And that same Jesus, that light I'm talking about, he's the one who made everything. But when he came into this world, the world knew him not. Ignorant of the Creator. But it gets a little worse. He came into his own, and his own received him not. I say that is abject rejection. That means that's the worst kind you can be. It's one thing if to those who are in darkness, but those who got the Bible, those who have the scripture, those through whom he came through 42 generations, and when he shows up, instead of throwing it a party, they try to kick him out. I ain't gonna be long. I'm just trying to get you a picture and stop living off the display. John said he came into his own, and his own received him not. Yes, he did. He was a Jew according to the flesh. Let's not get into no ethnicity battle here. He was a Jew through the line of David. Whatever his tone of skin is, amen, whatever they are, I know he was a Jew. Amen, son of Abraham, son of David. We ain't going to get into all that. You know, you're trying to bring it down, and I know what he is according to the flesh. But before he came down through David, he was on the throne of God. He was on the throne of God, sitting on the right hand. Can I say a little something about it? He came to the Pharisees one day, and they tried to catch him in his word. And they tried to say, and Christ came and said, if that's the case, well, whose son? You know about David? Well, whose son is he? Is he David's son? Uh-huh. They couldn't answer him. Let me straighten you out. How can David, in the spirit, if he's David's son, and David call him Lord? Then on top of that, David in the spirit looked up to God and said, he said, my Lord to his Lord. In other words, David was talking to Adonai and Jehovah. Y'all don't hear what I'm saying? See, this ain't no display of some religious person. This is God who came down here. Don't y'all ever think about it? That God's foot was on this earth. Y'all ain't hear me? God's footprint was on this world But check this out. Don't get caught up in display. Because some folk, they worship what Jesus wore. Don't worship what Jesus did. Yeah, they got this little thing, the veil that was on his face. And, you know, they want to put that in a museum. And come on with me here. You're trying to find his sandals. And I told you before, I'd like to go to Israel. And, you know, the place where Jesus went at. But guess what? When I get home, I still can go through the throne of grace, whether I'm on the airplane or when I'm on the ground. I'd like to go to Israel. Oh, yes, I would. But, oh, thank God. I got Jesus for myself. I don't need his sandals. I don't need his robe that he wear. I don't need what's on his face. Because the truth of the matter is, he only used that napkin for 3 days. Y'all hear me? He only used the napkin for 3 days. Because early Sunday morning, he got up from the grave. Joseph of Arimathea probably came back and got the napkins and the linen. Because Jesus didn't need any more. Because once he got up from among the dead, he was through with the outer garment. He took on glorified clothes, went back to heaven on the right hand of the Father.